In South Africa, a government commission has been studying the issue of racism in the country's armed forces. The government ordered the inquiry after a black lieutenant shot and killed 9 white soldiers at a military base near Johannesburg last year. The commission is close to wrapping up its work and is set to release its interim report later this month. But even before the report is released, blacks in the armed forces are criticizing it. From Pretoria, NPR's Kenneth Walker has a report.
Defense sources say the Commission of Inquiry has concluded that last September's shooting at Tempe Air Force Base was an isolated incident. The black lieutenant had long complained of racial harassment and apparently snapped after being docked some pay for being one day late returning from his father's funeral. The sources say investigators found pockets of racism in the armed forces, especially at the Tempe base, but felt the problem is not widespread and no additional measures need be taken. Many blacks in the South African military say the commission is badly mistaken.
We want organized soldiers, in uniform in particular, for the purpose of...
Murray Maglakla is the Secretary General of the Armed Forces Union of South Africa. He goes to military bases all around the country, conducting recruiting meetings like this one at an army base near Pretoria. Maglakla says he finds racism at every base he visits.
There's a lot of racism that's taking place in the military, and the officer commanding, they using all these forms and racism to try and discredit the black soldiers in South Africa because they see them as a threat.
Reserve Colonel Rocklin Williams agrees. A white South African, Williams spent 8 years in the apartheid army before he became disillusioned and joined the guerrilla forces of the African National Congress, where he spent 13 years. He then joined the new integrated army in 1994.
Because I've been a white officer, I've landed up in conversations with white officers, and you hear them speaking socially amongst themselves, in which they'll use racial epithets, you know, kaffir, coolie, and other terms like that. But they don't bring those out in the public domain where they work.
No one disputes that in many respects the South African military is a major success story. It has undergone a mostly peaceful transition, merging the old apartheid army with the guerrilla forces that had been fighting it. Today, the majority of enlisted personnel are black, and blacks make up nearly 20% of the formerly all-white officer corps. Blacks now also hold many of the top jobs in the Ministry of Defense, but Colonel Williams says many whites who make up the middle rankings between captain and general are using their positions to frustrate black recruitment and promotion.
The policy commitment's there in the Department of Defense, but the people who are actually acting on the policy, you know, in most cases still continue to be white officers. And that's where the blockage comes.
In a recent meeting with President Thabo Mbeki, the Air Force brass reported that affirmative action is proceeding well. The only black general present openly challenged the report as false and claimed that racism is rampant in the Air Force. The general currently faces disciplinary charges for his remarks. His superiors refused requests for interviews with them or the black general, but two of the highest-ranking black officers in the Air Force did agree to be interviewed on condition their names be withheld and their voices altered. They agreed to meet at a sidewalk cafe in Pretoria.
Actually, we are fully behind the general who is just about to be charged. And what we can say is that whatever he's articulating, he's saying exactly what we are saying.
This officer says one favorite tactic of the old guard is either to assign black officers to meaningless positions like base security or give them no jobs at all.
Only white people who are being given posts. The majority of more than 95% of black officers in there do not have jobs right now. They are just sitting in there drinking tea, getting paid at the end of the month.
The other senior officer agrees that the shooting at the airbase last September was not an aberration. He insists that even larger conflagrations are possible in the current environment.
At the same time, we are saying to them, we are sitting on a time bomb. And if they don't do anything, it will definitely explode. The time, it's very short. We are saying we have been patient enough.
Critics say another problem is that black soldiers and officers are invariably given short-term contracts, which deny them the benefit and training available to those signed to long-term contracts. They say most white recruits get the long-term contracts. Msiwa Lekota is South Africa's second black minister of defense. He concedes that racism is still a problem in the military, but he argues that this is the case throughout South African society, not just in the armed forces. Lekota drew sharp criticism earlier this year when he stated that the officer corps would remain predominantly white for the foreseeable future. He explains that until the end of apartheid just 6 years ago, entire areas of military jobs and training were off limits to blacks.
South Africa essentially remains a country with two nations. One white, educated, well-trained, and prosperous. The other black, uneducated, so to say, largely untrained, poor, confined to the squalid townships of the country. We have opened those opportunities for the black sections to study those courses. Now, for the first time, we're doing the training.
But many black officers in the military say that's not enough. They point to many specialized areas where blacks still cannot make headway. For example, since the end of white minority rule, the Air Force has managed to train only one black combat pilot. Unless the pace of change is accelerated much more rapidly than that, the South African Defense Force may remain divided against itself. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Pretoria. Thank you.